All right, so to get started, there's a couple of books that I like to read daily, or here and there. I don't actually have a specific, planned out time that I read these books, but they are books that I enjoy when I need some motivation and whenever I need to be uplifted. And I'm sorry about the movement because I'm moving all over the place because I didn't have my books right all in front of me. Anywho, one of my favorite books to play Russian reading roulette on, which is when you just flip the pages and whatever page you end up on, that is what you read. And that's where you take the lesson from and you actually think about it. So I bought Robert M. Drake's book on Instagram, and I think I've had it for about a year now. And I actually paid for the signed copy because I love his poetry. The book that I have right now of him is Broken Flowers and Other Stairways to Heaven. It's one of my favorites. I love to read Milk and Honey by Rupi Kaur. I never know how to pronounce his last name, he or she's last name, but it is a New York Times bestseller. I love to occasionally read The Shack. I'll start it and then I won't finish it and then I'll start it again. That's by W.M. Paul Young. Right now, the last time I stopped reading The Shack was on page 37, but I've read the book in and out multiple times. So, one of my also favorite books was a gift from one of my amazingly very spiritual friends. The book is called Power Thoughts Devotional. It's 365 Daily Inspirations for Winning the Battle of the Mind by Joyce Myers. This is the one book that I can actually say I do open up almost every day because it tells you the date, it gives you a quote, it gives you a synopsis of what the quote means, and it also gives you a biblical verse for those of you that are spiritual. Or religious, or whatever you want to call it. So those are the books that I enjoy. Those are the books that inspire me. So I will go back to those books, along with some of my episodes, and I will tell you what I learn and what my perspective is on whatever my Russian roulette reading leads me. So, yeah.